Freeman is set in Paris during World War II. The main character, whose story we follow, is Eunice, an immigrant from Algeria who trades in the black market to gather enough money to go back to Algeria. Because of his activity, he's arrested by the French police and gets sent to spy on the mosque and the community that gravitates around the mosque, and became ingrained within this community, meets a lot of character, and we then follow his evolution in terms of what they think about the political situation and what happens in France at that time.
Yeah, I found this a really interesting film because I think recently we've seen some films that tell the story of the period of occupation in Paris from the perspective of the Jewish community. So Sarah's Key and The Roundup, or from more politically active people who are kind of activists from the outset, like The Army of Crime. What was fascinating about this film, I thought, was it was able to tell a different story which really engaged you. And it was interesting, I think, that there was still, after so many years, maybe stories that haven't yet been told about this period. I don't know what you think, Isabel, but one of the things I found fascinating was, you know, being informed that there was such a large Muslim community at this time, that the mosque was so central, but also how linked that community was to wider machinations in French politics.
Yeah, and I found it quite interesting as well to kind of discover what's still quite an unknown contribution of the population from former French colony now, to the, I suppose, the war effort, the resistance, like on the back of film like Days of Glory, Outside the Law, etc. These are things that are kind of known, but not really celebrated and certainly not that much dealt with in films. And there's a resurgence in the past few years of these kind of films, which I personally found quite an interesting part of history to know and celebrate a bit more. I also quite like the fact that in the films, the character, it's not a black and white film with the buddies that collaborate with the Nazi and the goodies that are in the resistance. There's a lot of people who have different motivation, who follow different path, and who evolve as well throughout the film, and I found that quite good.
Yeah, I mean, Eunice is played by Taha Rahim, who people will probably have seen in A Prophet, and I think he does give another really nuanced performance in this film, and he really takes you from someone who is a bit baffled and a bit confused by everything that's going on around, and you really see the slow realisation that he's going to have to do something and be part of what's going on. And I thought his performance was almost note perfect in lots of ways. I thought he's a really engaging actor, and I thought he was really, really good in this film. And he's supported by, you know, kind of stalwarts like Michael Lonsdale, who we've seen in lots and lots of French films, and he's really, really good in this as well. And it was quite an actorly film, I thought. You know, it's not high on its visual style. There's not a lot of sweeping camera movements like we've seen in things like Outside the Law. This is a much more contained film, in a sense much smaller, but I felt all the better for that. So you really concentrated on the characters and the decisions the characters were making. There was a bigger story that maybe we might have wanted to hear a little, see a little bit more of, but it didn't really detract too much for me. I thought, you know, for a film with this kind of budget, it does everything it wants to do very efficiently, and it really took me along with its story.
Yeah, all the performance, I can only agree. And Michael Lonsdale, after last time I saw him, was in Of Gods and Men. And so he was doing another character that was linked to religion, and in the same, I suppose, peaceful and majestic kind of way, which is really, really good. And yeah, after seeing A Prophet, you can only like Rahim. He's a really brilliant actor. I would have liked to know maybe a little bit more about the characters, don't know, thoughts or their story between themselves, but I felt overall that you get engaged enough to kind of want to know what happens and kind of follow their story fully.
Yeah, because I think there are a lot of characters that revolve around the central character of Eunice, and I think maybe there's so many that there's not really enough space to really develop those backstories. And I think maybe as well the film draws on the audience's knowledge of the resistance. So once Eunice becomes locked in with the resistance people, then we kind of know about them. So they don't want to tell us too much. They can assume that we know a little bit. What I thought worked really well with this film as well was it's kind of, you know, I don't know what the actual percentage would be, but you get the impression that it's kind of half based on reality. So some of the characters who appear are real people, but the central character Eunice is a fictional kind of conglomeration of a number of real people in a kind of classic classic, you know, drama based on real events. But I thought it worked really well for that. It managed that balance of fact and real people that you could go and look up afterwards and think, oh, blimey, that really happened to that guy. And this character that was an amalgamation that made us really engaged and took us through and was like a kind of everyman character. You could imagine that if you were in that situation, you might follow his journey as well or his path.
And I definitely went on and went, oh, I wonder if this character was real and had a look at that. And there's a lot here of the smaller character that are actually historical character. Plus you feel kind of, I quite like as well, you feel the independence movement of Algeria and the former colony kind of bubbling away in the background, coming from, you know, the need for freedom and fighting fascism, etc., which is quite interesting and made me want to revisit then all the films that we mentioned as well to kind of follow up on that and follow on that community.